With me today from the Sunshine Coast is first-time author and mother to Kai, Donna Penny. Good day, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Thanks.
Getting there. Excited.
Thanks for your time. I know it's been a busy day for you.
Yeah, it's been a pretty busy week with all the interest in my little book, as I call it.
And your little book is a unique story wherein you created it from the perspective of your son, Kai.
I did. There was such a need for a book to explain to a child, to any child that knows anyone, not necessarily just a mum or a dad, but any family member that's going through a cancer diagnosis, whether it a terminal illness or a chronic illness. Kids don't really understand where their parents are going or whatever's happening with having to go to chemotherapy. And I wanted to do this book just to show and tell Kai's story of what his mummy goes through on a weekly basis.
You were first diagnosed when your son was one.
Yeah, he was one and a half. I was 35 when I first found out I had breast cancer. And, you know, it was a struggle being, you know, 35 and having a 1.5-year-old and going through chemotherapy and all the treatments. I really felt like I lost a year of my life with him back then, but managed to pick ourselves back up and get on with life.
I suppose the hardest part is when you receive the diagnosis and you have to relay it or let your son know, wasn't it?
Absolutely devastating when they told me that my cancer had what they called metastasized. So it had spread to a lot of areas in my bones and in my lymph nodes, and also just more recently to my adrenal gland. You know, trying to tell any child, you know, that mummy might not be around to see you grow up is a really hard thing to sort of explain. So the way I've explained it to Kai through the book and sort of through his eyes is in a general term that he can understand, mummy's cancer is terminal, which means it's just never going to go away. So, and that we just keep it sleeping, trying to keep the cancer sleeping with different types of medicines and chemotherapy.
And you said it was the first time you brought Kai to a session when you took photos for your book.
Yeah, that's right. I was always a little bit hesitant to bring him to that area. And, you know, he was amazing. He was not bothered. He was talking to the nurses. He was eating the sandwiches. And he got quite spoiled.
So he was being a kid.
Absolutely. It wasn't a scary experience for him. And that's what Kai really wants other kids to know as well, that it wasn't really scary for him to go and see his mummy go through that.
I suppose when you were writing the book, how hard was it or how easy was it for you to explain in simple terms that I am staring death in the face?
Yeah, you know, the day I'd always thought about writing this book because, like I've said previously, I had bought books to read to Kai that I didn't read because they were just depressing. That's why I wanted to make this book really bright and beautiful and very easy read for a parent to read to their child. Kai, to tell a child that you may not be around to see them grow up is a very, very, very confronting thing to do to your child. Kai actually understands that, but we just try and be really positive about it and make as many mummy memories, I call them, as we can together. So just doing a lot of family things and telling each other we love each other all the time.
How important is it that your child is part of the ongoing experience?
I think it's really important for him to be kept in the loop with mummy's treatment because, you know, I do come home from a chemo session and I can be a little bit tired or a little bit nauseous, and he just likes to give me my space instead of just coming home and being grouchy because I feel sick and trying to keep it a secret from him. I think kids are so aware of what's going on.
Nowadays, they're very intelligent and very sensitive.
Right. We don't give them enough credit. They know what's going on because when I was re-diagnosed with terminal cancer, We didn't say anything to the kids for a few days, but they knew something was going on, and that was in the book where Kai, you know, he knew that something was going on.
In your blended family, Kai is the youngest. How important is it that his older brothers and sisters are there to support him as well and help you?
Yeah, look, that's very important. The older kids, I think, find it a little bit difficult as well to actually sort of get their head around this happening, especially my son who's 21. He's a little bit, I think because he's an adult and he understands what the future sort of holds for me, he's a little bit more, what's the word that I could use, a little bit more sensitive to what's actually going on. Because he knows that I might not be around for a long time, I think it scares him more. But with younger children, they know what's going on, but I don't think they really comprehend
the reality.
The reality and mummy actually going away.
And in this story, you decided to share your own photos, photos of your family.
We did. I loved the... We had a family photo shoot before I was starting chemo last year in September, and the photos just turned out beautifully. And then when I wrote the book, I wanted to incorporate the photos with illustration because it is a true story and we are a real family, and we wanted to to share the story with other families and not sort of make up a character, because this is real life and this is happening, and this is happening to a lot of families around the world.
And your quest to share this story has garnered a lot of support, hasn't it?
Oh my goodness, yes. When I wrote the book, you know, I was wanting to share it, and I thought to myself, well, you know, if nobody likes it, then that's okay. Then I've left this book for Kai and, you know, my kids, and they can see that, you know, I was a go-getter, and when I put my mind to something, I like to get it done. And the way that the whole world has embraced this story has just, I think I'm still in shock. It's just, I have no words, and I'm so grateful. The messages that people have been sending to us, it makes me know that, makes me feel like that what I've done is the right thing, not only for my kids, but for other families. Yeah, I really hope that it brings something to their family that they can read and understand with their children.
And you were doing a crowdfunding or crowdsourcing to be able to publish the book, and your initial goal was just 10,000.
I didn't have any money to get the book printed, and the people that helped me with the design, What the Fox Creatives, they donated their time to help me get this book ready. And then they wanted to start up this Possible, which I'd never heard of before, because I just said, I'll just get the books printed using my credit card. And they said, no, because, you know, well, we don't have a lot of money, I'm not working.
Yes.
And they said, no, we will start up this campaign. And they said, look, let's go for 10,000. And I was like, really? Oh, that seems like a lot. And they said, we'll see how it goes. And we have actually doubled that figure. So it's been amazing. And people are just so kind and just want to help. It just seems like there are such good people in this world.
You've been very amazing. Brave to share your story and your emotions.
Yeah. Do you think? I don't know. I think also that having a terminal breast cancer diagnosis, it's not talked about a lot. You know, there's all these things for, you know, early breast cancer, and a lot of the women that go on to have an advanced disease, it's not really talked about a lot.
Thank you very much, Donna Penny, for sharing your story, Why My Mummy, and wishing you good days ahead.
Thank you so much.